S-R-N.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to CCN, November 2013. I think that's how I'm going to do it, Drew.
CCN?
CCN, and then the month and the year.
All right.
Because it's going to be this is a monthly news magazine show. Because that's what they call those style shows, 60 Minutes.
It's a news magazine show.
Sunday morning. So they're called news magazines shows, yes.
Weird.
Yeah, that's a style show. That's what we're doing. We're doing everything except movies because we need...
No movies.
We're doing bonus content. No movies! That's for Cinema Crespediso.
Yes.
This is Cinema Crespediso Presents the CCN, which is just going to run through some news, run through some shit, talk some shit. Have I introduced myself yet?
I don't think so.
I am Christopher Crespo, your host. With me, co-producer, co-host from Cinema Crespediso, Juicer Cogburn.
What's up?
Thanks for helping me with this one, dude.
Dude, as always.
Because as much as I like to speak, no one wants to hear me just talk by myself for an hour. No,
definitely not.
There are a couple of podcasts out there that I listen to.
Which is people rambling?
There's Greg Proops. He's a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh.
So he does a podcast where he gets in front of people and just talks shit for an hour. So it's pretty much live stand-up, except nothing written.
Okay.
He's pretty much making everything up.
I mean, that's one thing.
It is one thing. And his show is in front of an audience, so at least he's getting the response from laughter and, you know, whatever, from the crowd. So that's one thing. Paul F. Tompkins, he has a show. Well, he hasn't really done one in a while, though. The Pod F. Tomcast, uh-huh. Where the first 10 minutes is him doing he has a stream of consciousness joke. Telling thing that he does. Where sometimes it's great, sometimes it's terrible. That's the nature of stream of conscious, you know.
Yes.
That goes for 10 minutes. I can listen to about 5.
Huh, nice. And then it's just like, all right, I need something else.
Like, all right, Paul, yeah.
I'm sick of hearing you blabber.
Mark Maron's show, WTF, which is pretty much like top 2 most popular podcasts out there right now. Everyone knows about it.
Uh-huh.
He starts with a 10, 12 minute monologue.
Dang.
Talking about whatever. Yeah. No. And that's by himself in his garage. So there's no reaction. It's him
just
talking.
Him in a garage.
Him
talking
just
to
rambling.
A microphone.
I can't.
Yeah, that's brutal.
He's a goddamn professional stand-up comedian. Been doing it for years.
I still don't want to listen to one man.
It's hard to listen to just one guy with no feedback.
I mean, I guess it's easier like watching a television show if it's just one guy talking, because at least there's some sort of visual stimulation.
What television show do you watch? It's just one guy talking.
Well, I'm like Carl Sagan's Cosmos. It's just Carl Sagan.
But you got a visual. You got something.
No, exactly.
We're talking about now just the audio. Man, we're getting off on a tangent. Did not mean to start the CCN that way. I expected to be more professional, more like I envision like headline news. But that's obviously going to be more slapdash than that. But this is what we're doing. I want to talk about other shit other than movies. And pretty much it's going to be Family Guy style. You know what grinds my gears.
Yep.
I mean,
what does grind your gears, Chris?
I'll just be upfront about it. Well, the top
story. Are you mad as hell?
I am mad as hell.
What are you going to do about it?
Man, that speech is so good. That speech is so good. All the speeches in that.
We're
not talking about movies, though.
Still, that speech is relevant even today.
We're not talking about movies.
Go ahead. No movies.
I'm going to start a little bit of background music here because we're going to get into the top story, my top story. You want to know what's grinding my gears, Drew?
I want to know what's grinding your gears.
Grinding the most lately.
They might be grinding my gears, too.
Probably not.
I got some gears grinded.
Oh, I'm sure you do. That's what Dr. Drew's two cents are for.
Yes.
I'll tell you what's pissing me off. And actually, I mentioned this on the last Cinema Crust video, so I teased that this is what I was gonna start the bonus episode about. It is. I'm following up on my promise, Drew. Twitter is fucking up.
How so?
Oh my
god. How so?
God,
I really don't use Twitter all that often, so I
Drew,
couldn't. I really
let me
couldn't
tell you.
I really couldn't tell you how it would be messing up because I don't know what it used to do.
Okay, I started in social media reluctantly.
Yes.
When I started the film critic thing in 2009, I had to build my audience, so that's when I signed on to Facebook and Twitter. Facebook by that point was just becoming, you know, super popular, about to pass MySpace, and Twitter was Twitter was like, why would anyone even want to use Twitter? Only 140 characters? That was still like...
Hashtags.
Right. No, this was before hashtags blew up. You know, we're talking 2009. Since then, I've gone from hating all social media to hating all social media but loving Twitter and liking Instagram.
I was about to say your Twitter monster.
I love Twitter. I'm not too sure what it is about it. Maybe it is a short little burst. Maybe it's the fact that you can throw a tweet out there, and for the most part, you know, depending on who you are, you can throw a tweet out there and it can be some craziest shit, and then it's just gone. It's nothing. It's a tweet. Unless you're someone super popular, and then they'll screen grab that shit and put you on the news, and you know, make you out to be some sort of an animal because of the crazy things you do. Man,
but we are
man,
animals.
People tweet some crazy shit. That's what I'm saying. People, yes, Drew, we are animals, and Twitter is proof of that. People tweet their craziest stuff. Like no one's looking, but everyone's looking. And like I don't know, I follow like 700-800 people.
Uh-huh.
Outside of Twitter, I know maybe 30 or 40 of them. Tops,
like for realsies.
For realsies,
like you actually know them. Like you could shake their hand if you wanted to.
Like I could tell you, like this is how I know this person.
Yeah.
Yes. Outside of everyone else, I never met them. We're all and a lot of these people I talk to on the reg, we're Twitter buddies. I hang out online talking movies with people in the UK all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's Twitter.
And that's how it's done.
It's like we're instant messaging each other. You know, it's just another quick form of instant messaging.
Instant messaging.
Maybe that's what it is. It's that instant. Because it can be that. Or you could ride the lightning, throw a bunch of shit out there, talk crazy, and then just say, fuck it, it's just Twitter. It's unreal.
Yeah.
You
put it into the ether, though. Once it's in the ether, it never leaves, Chris.
And I think what really Twitter had over MySpace and Facebook is the clutter or lack of clutter. It was a very simplified service. It is a very simplified service. You got your timeline. It's chronological order. You make a list if you want. That's in chronological order. There's not much screwing around there. And it's very legible, right?
Yes.
Okay. About a month ago, month and a half ago, they did an update. At least for the desktop version and the don't get me started on their app version, which is I think is pretty it's pretty weak.
It's pretty lame.
It's pretty lame. I prefer to use Hootsuite. That's how lame the Twitter app is. I just use Hootsuite. The desktop, they added all these. Actually, even added on the app all these buttons on the bottom of each tweet. So now at the bottom of each tweet, there's a huge row on my screen. It says like assign to, assign to, assign to. You know all the favorite buttons, retweet buttons. It's right there. And it just looks horrible. It's literally just cluttering up the screen.
Uh-huh.
And that was one thing. I was like, you know, that kind of sucks, but whatever. I'm not gonna complain about that. Because that was like a month and a half ago. Then they shocked me when they made this change. All the pictures that you put up on Twitter,
yes.
Now they come with previews on the timeline. So if I open up Twitter and someone just happens to post a picture, I don't have to click view photo. Now I'm getting like a one-third or almost a half screenshot of what the actual picture is, and then I click on it if I want to make it bigger.
Weird.
It is a little weird.
I'm glad they haven't done that on the mobile app.
They have, I think, but you can turn that off on the mobile app. Well, can't turn it off on the desktop.
My phone hasn't gotten that update.
So what happens now, you know, like I said, Drew, I follow 700, 800 people, something like that.
Yeah.
Only a handful of them I know. And, you know, it's for marketing purposes, for the whole film critic bullshit thing. You know? Just trying to embiggen my digital footprint, so to speak. So then I open up Twitter. Say I'm at work on my lunch break. I want to open up Twitter real quick, check out my messages, see what I got going. It'll go straight to my timeline, and one of the many random people I follow just happens to put up a picture of three naked women bathing each other in a bubble bath.
Hey, guess what? That is all over your computer screen right there.
On my computer screen right there at my office. Like, I did not... I just went to Twitter. That's like going to Google.com. You know, what if I just went to Facebook.com and boom. Tits. God bless you.
Well...
God bless you, sir.
I mean, Twitter. Twitter's kind of like the Wild West of the internet of sorts, or at least of like the acceptable social media.
It is.
Like,
it is in a way.
You can still you can still be a little more risque on Twitter than you can on
they
Facebook.
They have loopholes that are easily exploitable.
Yeah.
That you can put things on there that wouldn't be that what you would call in the internet world NSFW.
Not safe for work.
So Twitter did that. And I'm like, Twitter, why would you do that? Why would you make
So if you're checking your Twitter at work, you can not see titties bouncing all up in your face.
That's not why they did it. That's a little consequence that Twitter doesn't give a shit about. You know why they did it, Drew?
Why?
Because coinciding with that has been an absolute... They've been doing this for a little while, but for the last few weeks, there's just been a preponderance of promoted tweets. From companies.
I've been seeing those recently.
Have you now? Yes. Tweets from McDonald's, credit card companies, whatever.
I saw it on Instagram, too. Today I saw Levi's.
A promoted one? Like, yes. You're not following them, but it popped up in your timeline?
Sponsored.
Well, that's Facebook, though. They've been making... This is all going to wrap around, Drew. Glad you mentioned that. I hadn't noticed that yet. On Twitter, they did that. The reason they gave you these picture previews now that you can't turn off, at least on the desktop, is so that they can sell more ads, more sponsored tweets, and then these people are going to put their pictures in there. And then when you open up Twitter, boom, there's a commercial in your face for Best Buy. It got monetized, man. What happened last week? Do you know what happened last week with Twitter in the big world? Did you notice?
Didn't they go public?
Yes, they did. Didn't they? Yes, they did, dude. They went public. So what does that mean? That means they have shareholders. That means they have a bottom line that they really have to look for now before. I mean, that's the thing with internet companies, right? Like I'm using a movie reference. But the social network, they pointed out how in Facebook in the beginnings, they're like, do you want to, we need to monetize this thing. There's like no ads on there. We need it to keep it cool so people sign on.
Yes.
A lot of internet companies have the luxury to do that. Operate at a loss for a few years just to build up their, you know, YouTube did that for years before they finally started adding advertisements. And it's been horrible lately since they have had all the ads on there. Twitter, they've been able to be cool. They were cool for a very long time. At least since 2009 when I was using them. People were using it even a couple years before that. My mom was on Twitter before I was on Twitter.
Whoa.
Take that.
Damn, Moz is on the up and up.
So they finally, they're like, all right, we've had fun. This has been fun, guys. It's been cool. But now we're turning this from a fun thing into a revenue stream, which built up to the IPO. So,
yeah.
Twitter is now out to make that money. Not going to blame them.
Of course not.
Who's going to blame a huge company with millions of users for trying to monetize and make some cash to pay their employees? Are you going to blame them?
No.
I'm not going to blame them, but it's fucking everything up.
If they can find a way to keep it cool.
It can't. It's impossible. It's already uncool.
Impossible.
I'm already falling out of love with Twitter. I love Twitter.
Well, then what are you going to do, Chris?
That's the thing. What am I going to do?
Get on that Snapchat.
It's like you're reading my mind, Drew. I wanted to talk about the Snapchat because like Facebook buying out Instagram and Facebook, they've been monetized for years. The Facebook monetization coupled with older generations latching onto it, it totally killed the cool factor of Facebook, right?
Yeah.
It's not...
Facebook isn't cool anymore. Mom was on Facebook, it immediately became uncool.
Right. It's not... Yeah.
So...
Again, my mom was on Facebook before I was. So...
And you still joined Facebook.
Had to. The promoting myself, you know, as if I'm some sort of big shit.
You are.
On Turn Mountain.
You might take one.
Big shit on Turn Mountain.
Yes.
So, Snapchat. The Snapchat. These fucking guys.
Snapchat.
Oh, these fucking guys. A couple of 20-year-olds over in California.
Uh-huh.
They started Snapchat. If you don't know what Snapchat is, it's like you can take a picture of yourself or send someone a message, and it self-destructs.
Yes.
And after like 10 seconds when the other person...
Or five or seven. Whatever you set it to.
So what's happening is, you know, kids, underage kids, are sending dirty pictures of themselves to each other via Snapchat.
Yep.
And then the other kid is, they're on their iPhone, they just hit screen grab, and they capture the picture, so it's saved forever. And then they use that for revenge porn, and then there's, like, legislation.
I love that
And
shit.
Then there's, like, HIPAA, and it's a huge tidal wave.
Revenge porn's awesome.
We at CCN do not condone revenge porn, but, hey, we don't judge either. We also do not condone judging, unless... I tell you who to judge.
I'm just saying there's a lot of hot girls out there that I don't mind seeing naked.
Oh, well, okay. That's completely different. Revenge porn is cool.
I'm just saying.
Off track.
Anyway.
Where was I? So Snapchat. Couple 20-year-olds. Facebook offered to buy them for $3 billion.
And they said?
Fuck off.
Yeah. Why?
Because they think it's going to be worth more.
Well, of course.
Who is going to spend more than $3 billion on an app that's not going to be cool in a year?
I didn't say of course to the fact that it was going to be worth more. I said of course to the fact that they think that it's going to be worth more.
You think so? I'm shocked.
Dude, they're 20-year-olds.
You would think they'd be like, ka-ching.
What they want to be...
They want to be the next Zuckerberg.
Exactly.
They're not going to be the next Zuckerberg. They're going to be the first, those kids from Snapchat that turned down $3 billion. And oh, now they're making my fucking... hamburgers because Snapchat ain't cool anymore they can't come up with another goddamn app.
Yep.
Because that's lightning in a bottle. You can't just make an app and it's popular. Oh yeah, that's easy. No, it's not. You know how many apps are out there?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there are millions of apps.
I turned down
$3 billion.
There's only two of them. They split it between the two of them. Even if one guy did more work, I'd be like, you can have it 60-40. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll take one. I'll just take one of those billions. You can have the other two. I don't give a shit.
It makes me angry. Yeah, it makes me angry. That these kids will be so reckless. It makes sense, though, that an app that spawns such reckless behavior would be made by...
some reckless people.
Reckless people. Yeah. Who don't know a good deal when it sees them in the face. You're like, no, this thing's be worth more than $3 billion. Who's going to fucking...
You're so stupid.
Who? I want to know who is going to pony up that cash. It ain't going IPO, that's for sure.
Not anytime soon.
Snapchat. Give me a break. All right, well, I guess that's the opening segment. I guess that'll be the top news. For this week, top news was Twitter and how they're fucking up because they're trying to make money. So I'm not going to blame them.
But still.
Still. Guys, I'm falling out of love with Twitter. Just as we got Drew to 50 followers.
Yep, it's okay. I can just drop it like a bad habit.
No, man, plug your Twitter. Tell people what it's at. Where they can find
you. At AntiHero419, same on Instagram.
Hell yeah. Hook this guy up with followers, people. Tweet him. Ladies, tweet him pictures of, you know what he said. You heard him. Right?
Right.
All right. Here's one of the things I wanted to point out about these type of shows or media in general, which people say, yeah, we get it, but, you know, you never really think about it. Spin, media spin.
Yes.
Right? There's a whole, the narrative that can be formed by the five or six companies that own all the media outlets in this country. You know, for example, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox, and Fox News is very right wing. Why? Because Rupert Murdoch is
very right wing.
Extremely right wing. Loved Reagan, that type of dude. You know, he's Bush, rah rah. We're pushing for Bush. That's his thing. So I want to point out how one of the things that the media seems to be screwing up on is, I don't know, it's like the whole treatment of people of certain ideologies, right wing versus left wing, and it's not in the way you think either. I'm going to go with. Have you noticed how? All right, there's that whole stupid mainstream media thing, and mainstream media is supposed to be super liberal.
Yeah.
Right. Which, even though Fox News is the number one media outlet in the world,
very right wing,
but still, The rest, that's how strong they are. They've painted the rest of the media to be the mainstream media, and they're super liberal. Well, but they do kind of, you know, maybe do some things that bear this out. For example, say a right-wing person known for being very conservative, comes out and uses a lot of gay slurs and calls different people on various occasions things like toxic queen, fag, stuff like that. What? No. How would the media treat a person like that?
They'd probably, I mean, hopefully they would bash them and, you know, drag them through the mud.
For a right-wing type person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
What about when a liberal, a left-wing type person comes out and does the same thing? How would you think they would react?
But hopefully the same way.
You would hope so.
Yes, I would hope so.
So why does gay-bashing Alec Baldwin get a fucking pass?
I don't know. What did Alec Baldwin say?
Oh, what didn't he say, Drew? It's been a history of things at this point. All right, so let me just cue up some bashing Alec Baldwin music here, because someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
So someone's got to fight the good fight. So this Alec Baldwin guy. All right. You know who this guy is, right?
I know who this guy is.
He's an actor. We're not going to talk about movies. He's acted in movies.
Yes.
30 Rock made him super popular.
Yep. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
A few months, was last year or earlier this year, some British news writer or some British writer wrote some shit about him and his family, and he went on Twitter on a rampage. Alec Baldwin has twice deleted his Twitter account.
And then what, he brings it back?
And then he brings it back after things calm down.
Okay.
Because he keeps talking crazy shit, and then he gets has to go away. But then he comes right back, and he's like, "Ah, Baldwin, he's back." Anyway, so he went on Twitter and talked about how this guy, he called him a toxic queen.
Uh-huh.
He said he was going to shove his foot up his ass.
Uh-huh.
A couple other, you know, things. And they're like, "Oh, Alec, what are you? This is gross, dude." So the furor started, right? People are like, what the fuck, Alec Baldwin, why are you so homophobic? He comes out, he's like, I apologize, my bad, I love homosexuals is my best friend. He trots out that old one of the best arguments ever. But here's what, you want to know what doused that fire?
What?
Not Mrs. Doubtfire, but that's fire was doused by none other than GLAAD.
Okay.
All right. The number one organization for gay and lesbian rights in the country. GLAAD came out and they're like, We love Alec Baldwin. He's great. He's great. He helps our cause. He's very, you know, he's always out there for us. So we stand by him during this time, even though he's calling a dude who, I don't know if the British writer is gay. Would it make it worse if the guy was actually gay?
Well, if the guy was actually gay, then yeah, it would make it worse.
But he's still, I don't know.
It's still inexcusable. In the year 2013, it's not cool to call people fags anymore.
No, it's not.
There was a place and time for that.
There was a place and time when it was okay, so to speak, to when something was stupid or bad or you didn't like it, like,
call
gay. That's gay.
Yeah, totally. I grew up in that era.
How bad is that?
Oh, it's terrible.
Imagine growing up like, man.
And thinking about it in the back, dude.
Man, that's so Irish.
I grew up playing a pretty well-known game probably called Smear the Queer.
Right.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously. Like, I had no idea.
Indoctrination. It starts young.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get out of it. Alec Baldwin, he's an older guy. It's stuck in him. Maybe. But here's my thing, though. So GLAAD comes out. GLAAD is like, we love Alec Baldwin. And people are like, okay, we'll back off. Why would GLAAD come out for Alec Baldwin? What does Alec Baldwin have that GLAAD wants?
Popularity.
And
clout.
What comes with those things?
Money.
Yes.
Hey, yo, Alec. We'll come to your saving.
We'll come to your aid. Thank you.
And then here, take some of my money.
And Alec's like, thank you. I will donate even more money next time you guys come around, because I give you money every year. You know, it's probably a cash cow for them at this point.
Yeah.
Good. Especially if they come out now, because what just happened a couple days ago in New York City, he's in the middle of this stalker thing. They just found some woman guilty of stalking him.
Sweet.
Yeah, and like at one point when he's leaving the courtroom, he's trying to get to his car, and like he's getting some shouting match with some reporter because, you know, he's kind of a hothead, obviously. And he got in this woman's face and called her, did he? No. What did he say? Yeah, all right. It pretty much sounds like he calls her a faggot.
Uh-huh.
He says, no, I said fathead. You fathead.
That seems a little PG for a heated argument.
Right. Forgetting, I mean, it's in her face, and there's a camera right there because there's a swarm of reporters. Yeah. So a lot of people got it. So MSNBC, he has a radio talk show that he does once a week. So they suspended him for 2 weeks, a.k.a. two shows. Two whole fucking shows. Now, Baldwin, of course, he's come out. He's apologized again, as always. And he's saying the show might not come back at this point, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, poor Alec. Your show might not come back.
But, I mean, what kind of response is that to begin with? Oh, that's horrible. You're suspended for two shows.
It should be, oh, that's horrible. You're fired.
Either you're fired or you stand by the guy. Pick your, you know, it's bullshit to be like, that's such a slap on the, tiny slap on the wrist. Not even, you know. You go to bed without your porridge tonight type bullshit. I don't know. So what the fuck is that?
That's bullshit.
Is that some real, like, liberal mainstream media? What's going on with that?
I have no idea what's going on with that. It's pretty shitty.
Does the media love Stallone? Where's the Stallone story about him apparently using the N-word? Have you heard about this?
Nope.
Some photographer, I don't know what was going on. Stallone, was he drunk? Maybe he was high on HGH. He decided to yell the N-word at some black photographer. Like, Stallone, dude. I want to go see Expendables 3, but, I mean,
seriously,
come on, man.
Bro.
Like, I'm gonna be thinking about that shit when you're in scenes with Terry Crews.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Did you call him that on set?
I hope not.
Cool? Did he give you a hood pass? Did someone give Stallone a hood pass along the way?
I don't think so.
And then now he's just like using it willy nilly because he's like 80 years old.
He needs to recognize.
We are talking about older gentlemen.
I understand.
Who grew up in a time when, you know,
I get it.
Racism was cool.
Uh-huh.
And they might have even been progressive fellas.
I'm sure they were.
For their time.
Good for them.
But now, I don't know.
Still.
They're showing their ass.
You
celebrities showing their asses.
When you're given a hood pass, it's only for that select time and group of people. Like, you can't, like, if I get a hood pass from Jerry over here, that doesn't mean when I'm hanging out with Lamar, I still have the hood pass.
Wait, but Lamar gave me a hood pass, but Jerry, me and Jerry aren't necessarily cool. So
well,
what if all four of us are hanging out together?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
See, that's why people shouldn't be giving out hood passes.
Yeah.
The hood pass is a bad idea.
Yeah. And the fact that we're calling it a hood pass makes it even worse.
Is it? That's how I know it. That's how it is in the media. That's what they call it in the media. John Mayer, the guitar player, he used the hood pass excuse for when he was dropping N-bombs, and that story went away.
He calls it a hood pass.
Yeah, he called it a hood pass. Who's the other one? Oh,
from the
the Brian Incognito, the Dolphins guy,
yeah,
the bullying
yeah.
dude. They're talking the hood pass. They're calling him an honorary black man in the locker room.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's what
you
they're
gotta,
calling him.
You can't be doing that stuff, man.
Shit,
it ain't cool.
Shit, but even then, even when you're a right wing asshole like Mel Gibson,
he's an anti-Semite.
That's what I'm saying. He's a right-wing asshole.
He hates the J-O-O's.
He hates everyone. He hates the J-O-O's. That's horrible, Drew. He hates the blacks. He called them a pack of N's to denote that they're animals.
As
opposed
man.
To actual people. I mean, he said some horrible, horrible things. Winona Ryder said all the way back in the late 80s he was calling Jews, Jewish people oven dodgers and stuff like that. So it's weird. But then, you know what? Like, he was crucified in the media.
Boom.
Yeah, Passion of Christ, that's right. But he's back. He was in Machete Kills.
He wasn't bad in it either.
And, well, he's Mel Gibson. He's always going to be good. All right. As an actor, he's good. Now, as a person, he's fucking horrible. But as an actor, he's good. Right?
Yeah.
He's going to be in Expendables 3. So we got him and Stallone. What were those conversations like?
No idea.
I mean, talking about the all the racism, you know. So I don't know, man. Celebrities showing their asses, and that's how the media treats them. You know, if you're right wing, they're gonna nail you to the post. If you're left wing, it'll brush under the rug. Especially if Glad comes out, like, hey, it's cool, man.
Huh? Well, I mean, it's cool to be progressive these days, Chris.
It is cool to be progressive, thank goodness, but people still aren't progressive enough. Also, all right, now the main thing I wanted to point out, at least for the first episode, probably for the second episode too of CCN, which will be December, the mainstream media spin on the state of Florida.
What about it, Chris?
What about it?
I'm a Florida cracker. I'm born and raised in this state.
Not the Florida cracker. I'm talking about the myth of the Florida man. Florida man does this. Florida man does that.
I'm a Florida man.
You know, Florida man shoots teenager in neighborhood. Doesn't get arrested for a month.
Well, people are crazy.
Florida woman murders baby, gets off with it. You know, Casey Anthony. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Florida has been the whipping boy for the media since 2000. Ever since the whole hanging Chad 2000 presidential election thing, where
we messed that up good.
Yeah, Drew. If you believe that the 2000 election was seriously screwed up by a group of like 50 blue hairs in fucking West Palm Beach, the entire election came down to that.
Yeah, no.
Then I got
bullshit.
It
was stolen.
I got a bridge to sell you, buddy. I got a bridge to sell all you people.
It was stolen.
That was the most stolen shit ever. It was ridiculous. But they became the perfect. Now Florida fucked up here. Now Bush is a president, right wing president. So is it again left wing media? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out if that's true. Liberal mainstream media, because they came out now against Florida, which has traditionally been a red state. And every crazy story that comes out of Florida, they go ahead and like, we're gonna push this, we're gonna paint Florida as a place full of idiots. That's the perception the rest of the country has about the state, Drew, because of the media.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of dumb hicks.
We're all a bunch of dumb idiots, dumb hicks. So I'm gonna do my part to combat the myth of the Florida man. You know how I'm gonna do that, Drew?
How?
Crazy shit happens in this goddamn country every day, every single state.
It's because people are crazy.
Because people are crazy. It doesn't matter where you're from or where you are, all right?
Although I do think the Florida sun does bake people sometimes. Like, it makes their brain extra weird.
Every state has something, dude. People are just crazy. No. So, let me just... see, I have these songs queued up here, but I'm trying to produce and do this at the same time. I should have given this to you.
You should have.
But it's too late now.
Do it next time.
Yeah, next time. Well, next time, yeah. Next time is next time. Right now, we're talking about how every other state in the United States is just as fucked up as Florida, if not more so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, agreed. So people are crazy.
So, Drew, you have...
I mean, you think things are messed up in this country. Think about other countries.
Think about other countries. So, I happen to have stories for every state in this great nation, including Washington, D.C., going back...
It's not even a state.
Not even a state. Going back to the last, probably the last week, these stories span. So they're all recent stories. You have a randomizer of sorts where we're going to randomly get states. I'm going to just randomly choose a story, and you're going to listen to the story and be like, how come that's not a big deal? You know why? Because it's not in Florida.
Yep.
Drew. Let's see how many of these we can get through. Drew, what's the first state?
Oregon.
Oregon, he says. Let's look for Oregon here. Okay. We have to find a better way to do this too next time. Oregon! Oh, Nelly. How did this not happen in Florida? Raccoon attacks Oregon woman. Quote, he puffed up and started hissing.
Okay.
Drew, look at that picture. Tell me that woman doesn't look like she should have been from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That's Oregon! It doesn't matter where you're from.
So what, was she frightened by it? Did she kill it? Did it kill her? What happened?
This is in Tiergard, Oregon. There's a raccoon menacing families in Tiergard. I think I'm saying that right. Kids told us they're scared. Some of their parents, blah, blah, blah. I came out to paint my toenails and have a cigarette. Well, there was a raccoon hiding out here, she said. He attacked me. He came running up from under the tarp. Bishop, that's the lady, said the raccoon bit her foot. He had that silly little bandit mask. He tries to act like he's going to be friendly, she said.
Friendly with a bandit mask. So people with bandit masks are friendly now.
Man.
That's awesome.
He puffed up and started hissing and growling at us. Oh, this is someone else. My husband stepped back, threw a rock. It actually hit him, sent him sideways, but didn't stop the raccoon. he came right back.
Yeah. So there's a devil raccoon in Oregon.
And then this lady that got her bit foot.
Freaked out by it.
Got her bit foot. They got her foot bit. She says, I'm not Grizzly Adams. I'm a city girl, Bishop said.
This is newsworthy nonsense.
If it happened in Florida, it would be.
So ridiculous.
If it happened in Florida, that'd be front page news. I'm like, Florida woman attacked by raccoon.
Giant bandit raccoon.
But no one cares.
Nope.
Another state. Here we go.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Let's see here. That should have been right next to Oregon, right?
I don't know, maybe.
Here we go.
My list is weird.
Your list is weird? That's fine. Rhode Island mobster pleads guilty, gets jail time. Providence, Rhode Island. An infamous Rhode Island mobster pled guilty to several conspiracy charges. Oh, this is Frank Bobo Marapizzi.
Bobo.
Good old Bobo turned down a plea deal from state prosecutors back in January. That would have given him 9 years if he accepted responsibility. Now he's pleading guilty now, and yep, fucking Bobo gangsters in Rhode Island, man. Tiny little Rhode Island. And that's their best gangster, a guy named Bobo?
That's no smoking bath salts and chewing on people's faces, bro.
It should be. It's Bobo the gangster in Rhode Island? What the fuck is going on in Rhode Island?
Well, apparently some guy some named pretty Bobo hardcore shit.
No, not hardcore enough.
Then does it have a picture of Bobo?
Not in this one. 70 years old.
I just want to know what his ethnicity is.
6.5 years. Probably Italian. Frank Matapizzi. Frank Matapizzi. Right. I'm Bobo Matapizzi.
Bobo. Weirdo.
Encino. Who else you got?
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas. One of them flat states. Didn't they just get messed up by a bunch of,
I don't know. I don't pay attention to the news.
Oh, this is a fun one.
It's depressing.
This is a fun one. This is Wichita police crime sheets for Tuesday, November 12th.
Sweet.
This is just a day in the life. This
awesome.
Is,
dude, I love
this,
it.
This is just a day in the life of fucking Wichita, Kansas.
Uh-huh. What's going on in the great meth capital of the world?
Right. 2:25 a.m. Fight with girlfriend. 6-year-old male says his ex-girlfriend punched him, kicked him, broke a glass vase over his arm, struck him with a skillet. She then broke out the front window of his home.
Oh, man. Going old school with the skillet. That's like cartoon style.
That's how you start your day in Wichita. 9:36 a.m. Dune buggy stolen.
Oh, man. I hate it when my dune buggy gets stolen.
11:32 a.m. Meds stolen from car.
Oh, man. What kind of meds?
22-year-old female says someone used a coat hanger to damage the door of her car. Got into the car, stole some meds, ransacked the car. Doesn't say what kind of meds.
Probably opiates.
11:40 a.m. It's not even lunchtime yet. Racing bike stolen.
Sweet. Yeah, people are thieves.
Ooh, 32-year-old female entered through the back door of her attached garage and stole two bikes which belonged to her sons. Scumbags. Scumbags in fucking Wichita, Kansas. 12:24 p.m., just in time for lunch. Blind man robbed.
Sweet, people robbing blind people now? That's low.
18-year-old man who was blind says someone stole things from the lobby area of a hotel. The man is in town for a convention. For the blind.
Nice.
Way to welcome your visitors
low.
From Wichita, Kansas.
That is low.
1:16 p.m. A 71-year-old male says he's had enough. He says someone keeps calling his home, saying a few things in Spanish, and hanging up. He told police this is going on for months, and he's ready to press charges against the caller. That's not really a crime. It's just...
No, it's just wrong number every time.
5:29 p.m. Dirty carpet cleaner. 27-year-old female says someone came to her home offering to clean her carpets. She says the guy was very insistent and wanted to do the job for free. He gave her a flyer, but she told him not today and said she'd call and make an appointment. She became more suspicious when the man came into the house and followed her into the kitchen and asked her several questions about her husband.
That's weird.
Like, what time was he going to be home?
Because I'm going to rape you.
She called police so the incident would be documented. 6:44 p.m. A 51-year-old female says she got a call from a man who identified himself as being from the Wichita Police Department. He wanted to give her 3 boxes of food if she would make a donation. She told him she was unable to donate because she's on disability. The man hung up on her.
Nice.
And finally at 10:56 p.m., a 65-year-old man says 2 men came into his home and struck him several times in the head, arm, and sides with a baseball bat. During the assault, one of the guys took his wallet. Police have not found the two.
Sounds about right.
That's just a random fucking day in Wichita, Kansas.
Yep, old people getting beat up and robbed and blind people getting robbed. People are shitty, bro.
What the?
People are super shitty.
What the fuck? any of those stories will be like, Florida man does this, Florida man does that. Florida man complains about someone calling his house every day, all day long.
In Spanish, I guarantee it's Spanish. Happening in this town
that
right now.
That would have been on CNN headline news. Give me another state, Drew.
New Jersey.
New Jersey is almost too easy. New Jersey. What a low state that is, man. Most toxic refineries in the country.
Love
fact.
It.
Fact. Also, for being such a gigantic goddamn state, only one professional sports team, New Jersey Devils, and they suck, and they're going away soon. Screw you, Jersey. What do we got here? Waitress denied tip because of gay lifestyle.
Heard about this.
Family leaves no tip on $94 check. Heard about this, Drew?
Yes.
A server at the Gallup Asian Bistro in Bridgewater, New Jersey. I think that's sort of central Jersey. Was waiting on a woman and her family. A woman made a disparaging comment about Morales' short hair. Morales is a former Marine. Awesome. So not only is she gay. Yeah. Possibly. Actually, this article does confirm whether she is or not. But she's also a veteran. She wrote on the tip, I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I don't agree with your lifestyle and how you live your life. Fuck you, Jersey. What?
Scum of the earth, bro.
What the hell? Ugh. Give me another state. Just get away from Jersey.
West Virginia.
West. Goddamn Virginia. Isn't that part of the Confederate song?
Of course.
Of course it is. That right there, you should just be like, hey, they're just ex-Confederacy. Fuck them. All right, here we go. Let's see. Should be right here. Oops, it's for that. Oh, come on. Did you say West Virginia?
I said West Virginia,
as opposed to West...
As opposed to West Africa. Or West Wisconsin.
Oh, I don't have either West Africa or West Wisconsin. West Charleston, West Virginia. Man says he was high on drugs when he robbed a gaming parlor.
Florida man high on drugs.
It's the concoction, though.
Ooh, what's he on?
A man admitted to being high on meth.
Uh-huh.
Crack cocaine.
Yeah.
And being drunk.
Oh, nice. That's, that's like the Devil's Trio or something. I don't know.
Bring it down somehow, man.
Yeah.
Pled guilty to first-degree robbery. He said he was high on drugs when he robbed Max's place. He also terrorized the clerk with a big knife.
And that's a lot of uppers. I'm surprised his heart didn't explode.
How much time do you think you got in prison?
6 months.
You're joking.
No.
10 years.
Nice.
10 years! They're giving people 10 years for doing drugs and wielding knives in West Virginia. I guess
and trying to rob somebody.
And robbing. I guess the robbing and the knifing thing is pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a feeling
it's the whole armed robbery.
I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
Florida man. Rob's naked. If he was naked and it was in Florida, forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
Give me another state.
Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, Georgia.
The deep south.
Georgia. Don't get me started on Georgia. What a freaking horrible state that is. Super humid. It's more humid.
There's some nice camping there.
Their summers are more humid than Florida summers, and their winters are just god-awful.
There's some nice camping.
Camping?
Yep, done a lot of camping in Georgia.
Camping?
Yep.
You know what else they have in Georgia?
Peaches. Camping? Delicious, delicious peaches.
Disturbing details outlined in death of girl found in garbage can.
Sweet girl in garbage can. Awesome.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Disturbing new details. I just said that. The father and stepmother of a 10-year-old. It's the father and stepmother of a 10-year-old. That's brutal. They show little emotion as they appear before a county judge. It was their first public appearance since their arrest. They found the girl's body stuffed in a garbage can. She died from prolonged starvation.
So they starved the 10-year-old to death and then put her in a garbage can.
Yep. I'm just going through the rest of this real quick to see if it's even worth reading some of these horrible details.
That is god-awful.
Oh, this is just the worst. These people are the worst.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to read this to you people because you don't want to know the details. Drew.
You're saving us.
Looking at all the states.
Yes.
What do you think are two of the biggest issues in this country, throughout the country? What do you think I kept seeing over and over outside of, car accidents and...
I don't know, murders?
Yeah, but a specific type of murder. Seen it over and over.
Children.
Fathers and occasionally mothers horribly and violently killing their children.
Why?
I don't know. But I just over a span of a couple of days, multiple states, the same type of story in different states. Another huge story that I saw, a lot of states that you would imagine are the more boring ones, right? Heroin use is skyrocketing.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like crazy, like double in the last 5-6 years.
I love me some heroin junkies.
Oh, well, then you should
move. They make good news.
You should move to Vermont or Michigan or Utah or any place where it's just fucking boring. Give me another state.
Iowa. Speaking of boring.
Speaking of boring, let's see how people keep it interesting in Iowa. I think that's that right here. Oh, that's Idaho. Utah.
No, Utah.
And Iowa. Iowa City police say Cedar Rapids man was, quote, playing chicken on Interstate 80.
With
his car.
Sweet man, what a crazy bastard.
Cedar Rapids man is accused of playing chicken with cars on I-80 Monday night. According to Iowa City Police Department, they were called out to westbound I-80 914. A reckless driver reportedly played chicken with other cars and trying to run vehicles off the road. 20-year-old William A. Boyd. His license was suspended until May 2014 for being a habitual offender. So he played chicken other times before?
Apparently.
Boyd allegedly told police he thought his license was still valid. What a piece of shit.
I've told that lie before.
What a piece of shit. In Iowa, that's what they do in Iowa, Drew. They play chicken with your fucking life. Horrible. How many states have we gone through?
Eight.
Let's do two more.
Wyoming.
You're right there, buddy. Take a sip of your beer there, man.
That's what did this.
Oh. Well, then take another one. Did I go on the wrong pipe or something?
No.
Wyoming! Supreme Court tosses conviction for lack of warning to defendant. Wyoming Supreme Court is as high up as it gets in Wyoming. The Wyoming Supreme Court threw out a Laramie man's felony drug conviction because he wasn't warned how it could affect his employment. Taylor Forrest Cobb. Sounds like a Florida guy. Taylor Forrest Cobb pled guilty to 3 offenses. Possession of cocaine, a felony, possession of marijuana, and heroin, both misdemeanors. Now, how is heroin just a misdemeanor? Must have been a small amount. District judge sentenced Cobb to 6 to 7 years in prison. Holy cow. And 1 year on each misdemeanor. Cobb initially pled not guilty and later entered a plea agreement affirming guilt. They did say that means you will lose your civil rights, including your right to vote and your own rights to possess firearms under federal law. You're aware of that, I assume. He claimed the warning was incomplete. Cobb did, because it did not include the required information on collateral consequences.
What?
But it appears that Cobb... If a defendant is a peace officer, member of the armed forces, hunting guide, security guard, or is engaged in any occupation requiring the carrying or possession of a firearm, state law requires that he be advised that he may now or in the future lose the right to engage in a profession or occupation if he is convicted. Did I skip over the part where he said what kind of job he had?
Or that he had a firearm on him? Because these are all drug charges.
Yeah, but that's part of the thing. By being a felon, he gives up his right to possess firearms under federal law. That's what they told him, but it didn't tell him that could result in him losing his job.
Well, so he got off because he couldn't put two and two together in his own head.
Yep.
So, hey, guess what? If I can't own a gun, that means I can't carry a gun. That means I can't do my job.
They didn't warn him with that. Where was that, Wyoming? In goddamn Wyoming, they're so stupid they need to be warned of that. And the Supreme Court is so stupid, they're like, you know what? You're right. Let's just wipe all this off the slate. You're clean, sir. Go ahead and go. You can get your gun at the check-in desk on the way out. Make sure you get some of that jerky My grandma made, she makes the best jerky in all of Cheyenne.
I can go for some jerky right now.
One more story.
Makes me sick. South Carolina.
South Carolina. One of the hickiest of states. One of the worst. South Carolina. Oh, my God.
What about him?
Don't.
What about your God?
What about him? He says, fuck South Carolina. Oops, that was a mistake. Hey, where are you going for Thanksgiving?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay, that's a cool one. Not really, they both suck. Let me see. Where's
I don't know, Greensboro's kind of nice.
South Carolina.
It's going to be cold, though. I don't like cold.
South Carolina, quote, internet pimp sentenced to 14 years in federal prison.
Internet pimp.
In Columbia, South Carolina, a 24-year-old gang member and internet pimp was sentenced to 14 years. Joshua Metro Kitt of Columbia, South Carolina, was sentenced in federal court after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit racketeering. He was at the age of 14, beat into the Bloods street gang.
Nice
to see that the Bloods are alive and well in South Carolina.
Yep.
He became a gang member, participated in trafficking, robberies, interstate prostitution of minors. Awesome. And he's a piece of shit. He's going to jail.
Awesome. Good for him.
So he's internet pimping minors in South Carolina. You don't think in Florida that would be like the fucking Fox News would be running with that Florida man internet pimp?
Minors. Yeah.
But no, it's just some random gang member in South Carolina. So they're like, nah, we're just sending him to jail. We're not going to make any big deal about that.
Nope.
You know what else you don't see in the media?
What?
To go with all the bullshit slant against Florida, you know what you don't see? And this actually goes for most states. You don't see positive news.
Not anymore.
Where's the positive Florida man story? Right. No one points that shit out. Guess what I'm doing? I'm pointing that shit out! Are you ready?
Do I have a choice?
Positive Florida story right here in my hands. Fucking fresh. This is from... It's from a little while ago.
This is from 3 weeks ago.
It's a good story. Fort Lauderdale High School gets top honors. Their school, this is the Fort Lauderdale High School, is one of three in the nation taking top honors from the College Board. I don't know what the College Board is. It's all because they're taking college level exams this year. Lots of them. Nearly 3,000 in total. So they were given a whole bunch of money, like something like $10,000. No, I'm sorry. They got a check for $25,000 because they have like 3,000 kids enrolled in AP programs and shit like that.
I guess they don't talk about Pineview on there, do they?
No, Pineview, no. They're not one to three, man. Pineview is no.
Bullshit.
No, they're not. How many kids went to Pineview?
A lot.
No, how many?
I mean, there was like 150 in my graduating class.
That's it? So you had like a school of like 1,000 people. Tops. We're talking about 3,000 students in one school, Drew. You had a tiny school.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yes, I am right. Because this is CCN. And at CCN, I'm always right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
All
right,
heard that. Even when you're wrong, you're right.
So Fort Lauderdale High School, good for you guys.
Good for them.
Thanks for repping Florida in a positive way.
Hey, they're actually... Wait, does that mean the kids are getting smart again? Because for a while, they were getting dumb.
We're working on it, bro.
They were getting really dumb.
We're working on it, I tell you. Trying to make them smarter. All right, so I'm going to do... At the end of every show, I am going to do a love it, hate it. So I'm going to talk about one thing that I'm loving, and then one thing that I'm hating, and they're going to be totally random.
What are you loving, Chris?
You want to know what I'm loving?
I want to know what you're loving. Yeah. Actually, no. I want to know what you're hating first. Then we'll end on a positive note.
All right. I like your style, dude. I like your style. Let me just see. I need to get my hate music going. Here we go. What am I hating? I don't know why I wasn't just... I'll tell you what I'm hating.
What are you hating?
I don't even know why I wrote this down, but I'm going with it. I hate fucking extremism, yo.
Extremism?
Extremism.
What kind of extremism?
Religious extremism, political extremism. Speaking of Twitter, I see a lot of that shit on Twitter. I see people with their heart on their sleeve on Twitter talking about what they love and this is the way things should be and I believe in this, I believe in that, blah, blah, blah. And it's fucking bullshit, man.
I don't know.
Yes, because I'm combating extremism with extremism, extreme hate. I hate that shit so much to the extreme.
All I'm saying. I'm saying he's on the
screen. Take that. All right, take that. I'm hating that shit. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Actually, I didn't mean to do that. Seriously, though, it's like even now in places far flung, places like Egypt, man, they're hating on moderation. Political moderates, they're being dragged down the street and beaten, and that's not a joke. That's what they do over there in Egypt.
Yeah, dude.
They're embracing extremism.
Yeah, no, extremism, what's the way to go?
The Nazi Party is coming back in Europe.
Dude, look at the Tea Party right now.
The Tea Party. Oh.
Look at those crazy Republican bastards. They're nuts.
This whole, the Republicans.
And they straight up tell lies. Like, they tell straight up false things.
Yes.
Like, things are not the truth.
And it's just to further their agenda, and it's bullshit. And it's at our expense.
It hurts my ears. Makes me want to poke things in their eyes, disembowel them, put them on crosses, parade their heads through the streets on spikes.
Right. Well, that's what I'm hating.
I don't know, that's pretty extreme, too.
Let me tell you what I'm loving, though.
That's pretty extreme as well.
Well, this is an extreme love.
Whoa.
Didn't mean for it to come out that way. I'm loving Universal Studios. I love Universal Studios.
Why?
The theme park, the one in Orlando.
Why?
Because, I don't know, you know.
Why do you love it?
Why do I love it? Because every
I need
time
to know
I,
why.
Because every time I go there, the rest of the world disappears for a whole day. It's just, I'm just in Universal Studios.
Just you in Universal Studios.
I'm just me in this awesome theme park where it's, you know, great rides and there's food and there's entertainment. And you just walk around and there's a bunch of people. There's people watching from all over the world.
Oh, there's a bunch of people inside Universal Studios with you while you're inside Universal Studios?
Yeah, but I mean, just don't go on peak days. You're fine. You're good to go. It's I love that place, man. It's so much fun. So much fun. The Transformers ride is badass. They open up a whole section based on The Simpsons. If I was 11 years old now, or if they did that when I was 11 and like balls deep in The Simpsons back then,
you'd have lost your shit.
Oh man, I would have had a child heart attack from pure joy.
A little joygasm.
Now to be able to go there now and have a Krusty Burger and a Duff beer. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's awesome. I still haven't been.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to go. We're going to have to go soon so you get yourself a Krusty Burger.
Yeah.
And then they have a Duff.
I'm sure it's the same as a Richter Burger.
No, it's not because they slap some other shit on there. It's not. They slap other stuff, and I think the patties are drier. And they might that might be by design.
It's all the same.
No, it might be the same patties, but the patties are drier. Ugh. But then they slap it in sauce, in cheese sauce.
Sauce.
In cheese sauce, and it's delicious. Sweet. It's oddly delicious. It's, you look at it, you're like, that's not going to be good. And then you eat it, and you're like, that's good.
Most really greasy hamburgers are.
I guess so. Mm. Oh, but then you can get a Buzz Cola, a Buzz Cherry Cola. That's one of the few times I'll drink a soda these days. I'll get me a Buzz Cola.
Get some Buzz.
I'll drink me half a Buzz, and then just fucking throw it out, even though it costs like $20. Then I'll go to the Moe's Tavern and get me a goddamn Duff beer.
How about a Flamin' Moe?
You can get a Flamin' Moe, but it's not an alcoholic, so you gotta bring your own alcohol.
No!
You gotta bring a little thing of vodka to dip in there. It is a citrus beverage, so bring a little thing of vodka, like an airplane bottle of vodka, dip it in there, you have an alcoholic Flamin' Moe. There you go. CCN, Universal Studios, tip of the month. Only one you're ever gonna get. So I'm loving Universal Studios.
And I'm sure Universal Studios did not condone mixing alcohol with their beverages.
Yeah, you know how it is with corporations not being cool and not condoning stuff. You gotta be careful.
Cinema Crisp and Easton does condone it.
Extremism! Screw it! Universal Studios. Love it. Let's give me another state. Let's get one more state and then we're gonna get on out of here, Drew.
Tennessee.
All right. Tennessee. All the way. Tennessee's all Someone shoots it back. Tennessee police say 58 Xbox One systems stolen.
That sounds about right.
In Memphis, Tennessee. Shout outs to Evan at Evan. A Memphis man, maybe this was him. A Memphis man accused of buying a stolen Xbox One is in jail.
I hope it's not him.
Dope. No, some dude named Carlin Ingram, 31, is facing theft and false reports charges after prosecutors said he lied to police. A total of 58 Xbox One systems worth $58,000 went missing November 13th.
Wait, 50 systems?
58 systems.
Worth $58,000?
Street value, bro.
$1,000? Those things do not...
On the street?
I guess maybe on the street.
Yeah, that's probably what this guy was trying to buy one for, and they nabbed them, so now they know that they're out there and they're selling for a grand each. 58 stolen Xbox Ones. One more state, real quick.
Massachusetts.
What the fuck did they do? Goddamn. Lunenburg cancels remainder of football season after racist incident. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Should have got to this one earlier. Pretty much someone spray painted on a player's home knights, as in the team schools the knights. Knights don't need N's. N-words. So there you go. In Lindenburg, Massachusetts, a football team has come out and said, well, one guy has come out and said that their football team does not need N-words.
Wow, that is...
Good job, crazy. Massachusetts, showing your ass. Florida man did that. Front page. But you know what? The news
Florida
are all...
Florida men probably did do that.
The mainstream news right now, they're all about that George Zimmerman. So
I'm still waiting for somebody to be smoking bath salts and eating somebody's face, Chris. I want something on that level.
I bet you if that happened elsewhere, it wouldn't have been.
People were saying patient zero type bullshit. They were like, oh my God, a zombie.
No,
it was so crazy.
Nah, I'm telling you, man. If that happened elsewhere, it would have been like, yeah, whatever.
I want a story of that level of insanity.
All these stories, all these people are fucked up, dude. They're all horrible people. Horrible people.
Agreed.
In horrible states.
Agreed.
You want baby raping stories? You want baby raping stories, Drew?
No, you told
me. Next time I'll bring out the big guns.
You told me one.
Forget it.
That's not crazy.
Thank
that's
you
horrible.
For listening to CCN for November 2013. We are out of here. Thank you, Drew.
Very welcome, sir.
Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, ChrisCrespo.com, Twitter, @IamChrisCrespo.